The town of Arlington continues to deal with anti-gay and anti-Semitic graffiti found at the high school earlier this month. And hate vandalism like this appears to be more common at schools across Massachusetts. As Carrie Young from WBUR's Edify Desk reports, that's prompted school leaders to explore new ways to handle it.
When graffiti and other vandalism was first discovered at Arlington High School, it didn't take long for news to spread.
My friend told me about it.
This is Olivia Weiss, a senior at Arlington High.
It was scary as a young member of the Jewish community to hear that there had been a swastika painted on my school.
Weiss didn't see the images firsthand, but she says she didn't have to rely on the rumor mill at school for long.
Our principal sent out a pretty long email to all of the students about what had happened.
In the past, schools may have quietly cleaned up the graffiti so as not to draw attention to the incident, but that's changing. Robert Treston, the regional director of the Anti-Defamation League, says schools are opting for more transparency and quick communication with the community.
When they see hate, more and more people are recognizing it as something that needs to be dealt with promptly and in an upfront manner.
Treston says part of that has to do with the fact that administrators are seeing hate more in schools. In 2017, the Anti-Defamation League counted about 90 anti-Semitic incidents in Massachusetts schools, up from about 50 in 2016. State data on hate crimes tells a similar story. In 2016, about 18% of all hate crimes occurred in schools, an increase from about 12% from the year before.
Education is the best prevention tool that we have.
Treston says a growing number of districts are integrating anti-bias curriculum into their classes. Organizations like the Anti-Defamation League and the NAACP are partnering with schools to develop and implement these programs. And according to Treston, these services are in high demand.
In the course of a two-year period, we're adding over 50 schools to our program, which is that's a significant increase. But it's also a reflection of what is happening out there in the communities.
This is something that we're growing within the district in a very formal way.
Sarah Ahern is the superintendent of the Franklin Public Schools. In 2017 alone, she says the district saw three incidents of racist vandalism on school grounds.
We've had a couple swastikas located in our bathrooms, as well as a few swastikas on playground structures or on sidewalks displayed in chalk.
Ahern says the middle school grades have already launched an anti-bias curriculum. Instead of relying solely on teachers, though, the program has students lead conversations and develop inclusive environments. School leaders are now hoping to expand the program into the high school system.
We see this type of anti-bias work in our kind of diverse culture as being very intricately connected to developing social and emotional skills that will leave students more prepared to go out into the world of work and future education.
Back at Arlington High School, it's more than just school officials who are busy responding to this act of vandalism. Students took to school grounds with chalk to post messages of inclusion on sidewalks and walls. And others, like Olivia Weiss, have also started fundraising.
I want this to be a message to the Arlington community as a whole, anyone who felt affected by what happened, that we're kind of all in this together, and we all have the opportunity to do something good.
Weiss says the money will be donated to the Friends of Arlington High School Fund, where she hopes it will be used for efforts that promote healing instead of further division. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Carrie Young.